Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. We believe that miracles happen when people care, and we do care about you, and we're trusting that you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful worship experience today.
Expect the touch of God and have the victory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
But the agenda of God is never to destroy. The agenda of God is to bring us to repentance. God is not willing that any perish, but that all repent. When we don't follow the ways of God, He will allow certain things to happen. But He will not allow things to happen beyond that which we are able to bear.
Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Good morning to those online. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Let's open up our mouths and bless His name. Father, we bless Your name in this place. God, we worship You. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your goodness, for Your faithfulness. Thank You for bringing us here safely. Thank You for Your Son, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for Your sacrifice. Thank You, Jesus, for Your obedience. We worship You. You are Lord of all. You are Lord in this place. You are Lord over everything that wants to come against Your people. We bless You, Father God. We praise Your name. We are grateful, Father God, for Your goodness. We're grateful, Father God. We're grateful, Father. We thank You, God. We thank You that You are mighty on our behalf. We thank You that You are mighty on behalf of Your church, mighty on behalf of Apostle Mike Efizino and Pastor Maria. Thank You, God, that You are great in this place. We worship Your name. Thank You, Father, for this service. We give it to You, every part of it to You, Father. Hallelujah. We praise You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I stand amazed in Your presence. There is nothing You cannot do. I stand amazed in Your presence. There is joy, peace, and hope. Like, sing it again. I stand amazed. Stand amazed in Your presence. Lord, there is nothing You cannot do.
Hallelujah.
I stand amazed in Your presence. There is joy, there's peace and hope. There's no one like You, Jesus. There's no one like You in all the earth. There's no one like You, oh Jesus. There's no one like You. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're faithful. top. Sing it again. I stand amazed
in your presence.
Hallelujah. There is nothing you cannot do.
You are awesome. to you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, a mighty God. You are worthy of our praise, and to you our lives we raise. And you are awesome in this place, a mighty God. You are worthy of our praise, and to you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Are you glad to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Are you happy to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? If you are happy, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We bless your holy name for who you are. We thank you because we're in your presence, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. We thank you because this is where we want to be. We want to be in front of you. We want you to be with us. And we are happy because this morning we are partakers of the goodness of God. If you are alive and you are happy that you are in the house of God, can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Heavenly Father, we worship you. We adore you. We give you praise. Thank you because there is none like you. No one can ever be like you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for giving us life. We are not better off people who are dead. We thank you because you have shown us your grace and your mercy. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We give you thanks. If you are happy once again, can you clap your hands to Jesus?
Amen.
Clap your hands to Jesus. It's an opportunity to stand in front of God this morning. It's an opportunity to be in the presence of God and to experience His mightiness. Father Lord, we worship you. We give you thanks for everything that you've done for us, for what you are doing with us, and for those things that you will still do. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for bringing us here this morning. We thank you because we have life. We thank you because we have hope. We thank you because you have given us your grace. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this church. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our city. We thank you for our lives. We're back, and there is nothing more that we can do other than to give you praise and to worship you. For being alive today is by your glory. For standing on our feet is by your power. So many people desire to be like us, but they were not given the opportunity. We are not taking this for granted, oh God. We worship you. With all our hearts, we give you praise. We adore you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this church and the shepherds in this church. Thank you for your good hands on them. Thank you because you have empowered them to speak your word to nations. We bless you for what you are doing in their lives, and we thank you for what you are using them for in our own lives. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. We pray for our city of Winnipeg. We pray for Canada. We pray for all the nations of the world where your word is being spread this morning. We say that let your word go forth and mightily in the name of Jesus. We bless you for all the businesses in this church. We thank you because they will not go bankrupt in the name of Jesus. These businesses will go from glory to glory, from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. You empower as many people who are in businesses to thrive and to survive in the name of Jesus. No business is permitted to close up in this house in the name of Jesus. And you will raise many more in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the professionals in the house. Continually bless the works of our hands in the name of Jesus. That you prosper everything we do in the name of Jesus. We pray for every member of this church, from the oldest to the youngest, that you, Lord, will continually bless us in the name of Jesus. You will guide our paths in the name of Jesus. You will be with us in the name of Jesus. There is no death permitted in this house in the name of Jesus. We say there is no sickness permitted in this house in the name of Jesus. In this house, we celebrate life in the name of Jesus. We will celebrate your glory in the name of Jesus. We will celebrate your awesomeness in our lives in the name of Jesus. As we proceed in this service, we pray that you continue with us in the name of Jesus. We will not leave your presence. Your presence will not leave us in the name of Jesus. Bless us and bless everything we're going to do today in the name of Jesus. As we step out into a new week, new things will begin to happen in our lives and families in the name of Jesus. As we move forth this new week, I pray that new things will begin to birth into our lives in the name of Jesus. At the end of this service, we want to look back and give you glory and honor and adoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing the lives of the people. Thanks for everything you have in stock for us to do for us today. We pray that there will be healing, there will be deliverance in the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship and praise you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. I welcome you all, and I thank God for his word to us today. This morning, I believe God is going to speak to our hearts. We started out last week heading in the direction of a particular word concerning the presence of God. And our key word from last message was simply arise and shine. Arise and shine. Embedded in that particular word, arise and shine, that it is a command, addresses the fact that at that particular moment where the word of God is being declared to arise, that there was no rising. But God is saying, it is time to arise. It is time to shine. It is time to reflect the glory of God. And how are you going to do that? You've got to be in line with that light that is shining. He says we need to arise and shine, reason being that our light is come. I want you to look at the statement, is come. That statement, is come, removes any aspect of past tense out of it. In essence, it is a present continuous statement. For the light has come signifies that it's a past thing. Is come signifies that it's a present continuous fact. That there is not a time that the light is not come. And that therefore there is not a time that we cannot shine. There is not a time that the glory of the Lord, watch this, and the glory of the Lord is reason upon thee. the glory of God, all that God is, the kabod of God, the weightedness of God is risen upon thee. Now, what does the word of God continue to say? It says, this is going to happen at a time when darkness shall cover the earth. And one of the key things that the Father has been mentioning and driving deep within our spirit is this, that there is a darkness that is coming upon the earth that is beyond anything that we've ever seen or experienced. A confusion that is grabbing the minds like a vice on the minds of people. Darkness. That's a key statement. The darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, the people. Gross darkness. What is that? This is a darkness that is overwhelming. Gloom. When people lose sight of hope. But this is not what God means for us, what God wants for us. While the world is struggling and grappling with the issues of darkness, this vice grip of gloom and self-destruction, a time when people want to just escape. You say, what are you talking about? It's a time that no amount of drugs, no amount of alcohol, no amount of whatever you want to use to mask the issues of life, it won't work. It won't work. It doesn't matter how much drugs you try to pump into yourself to have an escape. It won't work. In fact, the Word of God says there's going to come a time when people are going to want to die and they can't. They can't escape this grip of darkness that is coming upon the world. However, the Word of God says, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. The Lord will rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen in thee. There is going to be a difference, a demarcation. Why? Because God wants people to see the difference. God wants people to recognize that whatever it is I'm doing right now, it's not working. There is a people who are living life in the midst of all of this confusion. They still have the joy of the Lord. They still are empowered. They're still making it. How is it that they are? What is it that they have that is making all of this difference? What they do have is this, that they do not have any other gods. They do not have the presence of idolatry in their lives. They are looking onto the author and the finisher of faith, the living God who has come to deliver his people. And he's saying to us today, I will declare my word unto you. And it is this word, arise and shine, because my glory is risen upon you. All that I am. And everywhere we go, we are called to be a testimony of the goodness of God. You may have been going through challenges this last little while. And God is saying to you and I, Are you still here? And the fact is, yes, we are, in spite of all the challenges. Why? Because God wants to reveal himself in a new way. So to such an extent that those that were waiting for your failing, waiting for your falling, waiting for your demise will come and say, what is it about you? What is it about your life? What is it that is causing this demarcation, this difference? Why are you not falling apart like everybody else? And we will say, the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. God says to us, this is the month of rising. This month you must rise. You must break forth on every side. Why are you going to rise? Because the glory of God is risen upon you. And God cannot be weighted down. The Spirit of God causes you to rise. In the book of Job, chapter 22, beginning to read from verse 22, we read these powerful words. For what we're talking about doesn't just happen. It happens because of the grace of God operating in our lives. Job, the word is declared. It says, receive, I pray thee, the law or the word from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. The one thing that you and I need to do is to begin to meditate on the Word of God. Seriously. I pray, and I believe God will answer this prayer, that a hunger is placed in your heart and in mine that causes us to go to that word, to devour the word of God, to eat the word of God, to meditate on the word of God. Because this is the way out. If the glory of God is going to rise upon you, the word of God must be in you. And here in the book of Job, he says, receive, I pray thee, I plead with you, I beg you, receive my word, receive this word that I'm speaking to you today. Lay the word of God in thine heart. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By giving heed to the word of God. When we obey the word of God, when we receive the word of God, when we lay it on our hearts, and that is so done, then what happens then is this, that out of the abundance of the word of God in your heart, your mouth is going to speak. You're not going to be speaking words of defeat. You're not going to be speaking the words of shame, the words of darkness, the words of confusion. But you're going to speak what your heart is full of. You're not going to do this down the line in the heat of battle. You do it in preparation, recognizing that there is darkness that is coming. We've got to get that deep within your spirit. It's darkness that's coming. But I've got to have the word of God. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet. You see, when you have the word of God, it reveals to you what's around you. It doesn't show you all the things way out there. As a lamp, it lights where you are. But darkness may be before you. And what is the word of God to us? If there's going to be gross darkness in the world, the way for you to live life to the full, not subjected, surrounded, captivated, bound by the darkness, is for you to continue to walk the walk of faith. And as you walk the walk of faith, the light of God will continue to light where you are. And when the light of God lights where you are, you will not be in darkness. But the glorious thing is this. The word of God says that the light of God is risen. The glory of God is risen upon you. Your light is come. The light of God is come. And because it's risen upon you, it means that your territory of influence continues to increase. If you put a light down there, a candlelight, a lamp down there, it throws so much light. It's the same light. But when you lift it up, it brightens everywhere around you. And this is what God is saying to you and I today. It's time for you to allow the light of God to shine brightly. Don't hide your light in a bushel. How are you going to influence people's lives if you're hiding the light? If you don't arise? People need to be able to convict you as a Christian. Convince beyond a shadow of a doubt. This one is a Christian. That one is a Christian. This one I don't know about, but this one I know is a Christian. That one I know is a Christian. Why? Because you are not a secret disciple. Stop hiding the one you belong to. If you want to be out of the darkness of this world, you and I have to shine brightly. People have got to know that you are of God. Little children, you are of God, for you have overcome the enemy, the dark one, the devil. How? Because you stood up. You and I need to stand up for something. Stand up because we believe something. Stand up because we are pursuing the heartbeat of God like never before. The word of God says that when we have this word of God fully embedded in us, when we return to the Almighty, that's an act of repentance. We return to the Almighty. We return to the Almighty. He says, thou shalt be built up. Praise the Lord. When we return to God, we get built up. We get edified. We get encouraged. We get to be established. Our framework, our stature is known. He says, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. When we return to God and we are built up, the ability to decide to do the right thing will be established in our lives. That's right. The capacity to make right choices is established. Why? We have returned to the Almighty God, who is our Prince of Peace. For unto us a child The Word of God says, is born and a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When we return to the Almighty, we will begin to flow in the peace of God, the shalem of God, the shalom of God, the help of God. God's helping hand comes to us and connects with us and lifts us up. Do you need a lifting? Well, not only is God going to lift you up, He's going to give you the ability to lift other people up. The Word of God says we'll be able to send away, remove patterns of iniquity, of weakness and disease and failure out of our lives. Are you living a double life? Then you need to return to God. There are people in church that are living a double life. You are in the house of God, and everybody looks at you and say, oh, wow, it's a wonderful man of God, a wonderful woman of God. But you go home, or you are alone, and you swear like a sailor. You smoke like a chimney. You're dabbling with all kinds of craziness. God says, return to the Almighty. Return so that you can be built up. You're struggling and defeated in your spiritual walk. Doesn't matter how many scriptures you know and how well you talk about the things of God. When you embrace that which is wicked, does you no good. Period. You and I must return to God and allow ourselves to be built up, established, strengthened by God. And we'll put away iniquities. And the Word of God says, when we put away iniquities out of our lives because we've returned to God, it says, then thou shalt lay up gold as dust. Then, after that, but Pastor, I thought it is when I give my tithes and my offerings and I honor God that way. Yes, that's true. That's part of returning to God. But your life must match up with the Word of God in your returning. And God says, you're going to lay up gold as dust. Why? Because you've laid up the Word of God inside of you. We've got to lay the Word of God first inside of us. That's why the Word of God says, I plead with you, return, get back to the basics, get back to what God said, obey the instruction of the Word so that you can lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. This is wealth. God is saying, I'll return to Him and I'll lay up the Word of God in our hearts, make it possible for us to tap into wealth. That's right. And we're going to see that in a moment from Isaiah chapter 60. We need to lay up gold. It says, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. How? And thou shalt have plenty of silver. Oh, God becomes your defense, not only because he defends you by his presence, but he defends you by money. Yes. For the word of God says, wealth, riches, money is a defense. When God wants to defend us, he defends us with money. You and I shall not lack finances. We shall not lack anything that God will use to defend us by his spirit and by natural means. Where is all this silver and gold going to come from? Well, it's going to come because your light, your glory, the glory of God. And by the way, the first time the word glory is used in the scriptures, in the book of Genesis, it had to do with wealth. Laban's sons were talking about Jacob and saying that Jacob had received that much wealth or glory because of his father, their father Laban. So when God talks about glory, the weightedness of glory, it's not just talking about spiritual stuff. He's talking about natural blessings that come, that must be released into your life and into mine. Hallelujah. He says, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty. You're going to get happy in the Lord, not only because of the spiritual blessings, but because of the natural wealth that pours into your life. He says, and shall lift up thy face unto God. You will lift up your face unto God. God, I give you praise. You see, when the world is looking down in gloom because gross darkness has encompassed them, you will be lifting up your eyes to the beauty of the glorious God. That's awesome. These are two tracks. And you're going to have to choose which one is going to be the track you follow. Are you going to pursue natural things and expect to receive natural things and be fulfilled by natural things? Or are you going to do it the right way? Pursue the things of the Spirit. Or like the Lord Jesus Christ will say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Rather than me pursuing after things that corrupt, I need to pursue after the things of God that are incorruptible. You'll be able to lift up thy face unto God. It says, not only are you going to experience wealth, resources pouring into your life, it says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, unto God, and he shall hear thee. God will hear you. Why? You've returned first to him. You've taken heed to his word. And you are proclaiming his word out of your mouth. And therefore, now that you pray, what are you going to pray? You're going to pray the word of God. You're going to pray the will of God. You're going to declare the purposes of God. And God will manifest himself in your life in a remarkable way. He says, God will hear thee. And what are you going to be able to do? You're going to be able to pay thy vows. See, when you make a vow to the Lord and you're not able to pay it, it's an indictment that you've not pursued after the heart of God and filled your life with the word of God and have been built up. Therefore, you've not been able to cast away the patterns and iniquities that want to afflict your life. He says you're going to be able to pay your vows. And when you do so, When you do so, you're going to be able to decree a thing. Watch those words, decree. A decree is made by people that have the authorization to do so. The man down the street cannot make decrees. He has nothing to back it up with. But when you make a decree, it's because you have the ability to have the words that you speak backed up. That's right. God says, when you come to Him and you respond to Him and you are pursuing His purposes and His will for your life, you come to that place where wealth comes into your life and you begin to make decrees because you've made vows and those vows have been honored. And when you make those vows, you have the right to make decrees. You make declarations, and those declarations are backed up. And it shall be established unto thee, the decree that you make will be established unto you. What decrees, though? The decree that the will of God is being done in your life as it is in heaven. You come into agreement with the word of God. And God says, it will be established unto you. He says, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. You get that? Light is going to shine upon your ways. What light? The light of His glory that's risen upon you. It's going to shine upon your ways. So that what happens? So that there's no occasion of stumbling. You are doing what God has called you to do. You are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For you know that it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. Where are you today? What role is the Word of God playing in your life? What role is the Word of God playing in my life? What is happening to me? What's happening to you? Is there a hunger for the Word of God? Remember the first temptation that Jesus faced after the confirmation that He is the Son of God. The Bible says that He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When He became hungry, old Slewfoot, the devil, said to him, hey, if you're really the Son of God, why don't you just turn these stones and make them bread? The response of the Lord Jesus Christ, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. This is a decision that you and I are going to have to make. Am I going to make that which is natural satisfy the needs of my life? Or am I going to let the word of God that proceeds out of His mouth into my life be that which sustains me? It's been a great reveal where many are in their walk of faith. We came through COVID. and some are still stuck with COVID living. They have a mask on. You know, once upon a time, people who wore masks were suspect. Thieves and robbers put on masks that you don't identify them. And what the devil has tried to accomplish is to make us all look like thieves and robbers putting on a mask. Now, you understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about literal mask at this point. But it's a false security. In all kinds of ways. And so many have allowed themselves to be captured, indoctrinated by the actions and the activities of the evil one, so that their life is not shining brightly anymore. Somebody may be listening to me today. You've not stepped through the doors of a church since COVID started. And now COVID is all gone. Or limited, or become normalized, or whatever you might say. And you're still stuck in the same place. Hiding. Hiding. You can go to work, you can go to the mall, you can go everywhere, but go to church? Oh, I'm going to die in church. I'm going to get COVID in church. Give your head a good shake. If you can go out to the mall, if you can ride the bus, if you can go to the grocery store, if you can go to school, what's your problem? Why are you not in the house of God? That's an indictment of the fact that you do not have the Word of God inside of you. And because you don't have the Word of God inside of you, you are going to stay in the dark. You're going to ruin yourself. Get yourself from that place that you've allowed the lie of deception of the devil to keep you in. Break out of that. Arise and shine. Get up. Have a spine. Stand for something. Believe something. Continue with something that you know has meaning. It says, when men are cast down, you that have the grace to make a decree, you're going to be able to say to them, there is lifting up. And I say to you today, there is a lifting up. God is lifting you up right now. His hands are right there, lifting you up so that your limbs get stronger. See it this way. A child being lifted up by the mother or the father. Weak knees. Straightens up. Being helped. One step at a time. And would you know it, there comes the day that child with no help. And then one day you see that same child running. God is saying the same thing to you and I today. I say to you, there is a lifting up. It's time to rise. It's time to shine. For your glory, the glory of the Lord, is risen upon you. And God is moving you by His grace and by the shining of His light to a new place. It says, He shall deliver the island of the innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of thine hand. God is going to use you, use me, to deliver people from the place of their demise and defeat. Back to Isaiah chapter 60. He says, and the Gentiles, those that do not know God, who are not God connected, because you have allowed the light of God to shine forth through you, they shall come to thy light. What light? The Lord, of course, for He is the light that shines upon your life. He is the true light of the world, the one who has lit everyone that's come upon the earth. People are going to see the glory of God upon your life. And they are going to come because they are attracted to that glory that's on your life. You've made a decision to follow the things of God, made a decision to pursue after God, and God will reveal Himself. He says, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Kings. These are people, kings make decrees. What is this? This is a turnaround. That which is natural begins to bow to that which is spiritual. If you want to have a blessed end, stick with God. Come on. It's the best thing you can do in your life. Sticking with God. Pursuing after the things of God. Believing God, connecting with God. It says, kings shall come to the brightness of that rising. Think about it like a space shuttle that is being launched out to go out into space. The light generated, the heat generated as it's propelled. This is what God is saying. People are going to come around you because they see the glory of God rising on you. So do what? Lift up thine eyes round about. Lift up thine eyes round about. Lift up thine eyes round about. Look around. See what God is doing. He's manifesting His glory in you and through you. There is a lifting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a lifting in God. Remember what we said in Job 22:26, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. And here the word of God says, lift up your eyes round about and see. The next statement is a remarkable statement because there are passages of scriptures that says, things like they gather, but not by me, talking about your enemies. But here the word of God says, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. All they, who are the all they? The Gentiles. Who are the all they? The kings. Kings, natural kings, chieftains, kings, businessmen, people of means are going to come around you. Why? They're going to bring their word. They're going to bring their resources. And the work of God will continue to expand in an explosive way. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far. You're going to have sons that come from faraway places. Daughters that shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together. In essence, no strife, no confusion. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Your coast has been enlarged because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles, that's a very unique word, the forces. That word forces is the same word for armies and the same word that is used for wealth. Resources. The resources, the wealth, the armies of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. You're going to have support. Hallelujah. Do you receive that? God saying, first things first, seek me first, turn back to me first, pursue my will first, and I'm going to make you become something extraordinary. I'm going to stop there today. I'm going to continue. But this I want to say to us by the Spirit of God. I believe it was two Sundays back. The Lord said to us to have a focus on praise and worship. In our evening service. And as we did, God began to reveal, show things happen in the realm of the Spirit. That's why I do not live by natural sight, I live by the faith of the Son of the Living God. And as we're worshiping, I had my sticks with me, and I was just going like this. After a while, after playing, I said, going like that. And the Lord began to reveal to me and open my eyes, and I saw this vision. It was of bringing in cargo planes. And then it was of a caravan of trucks just coming down the highway, some already packing and others coming. And I believe that God is bringing you and I to that place where we are about to experience supernatural increase. There is a dispatch already. Your part, my part, go for the word of God. Because if you don't go for the word of God, this is a warning. If you don't go for the word of God, when blessings come, finances come, people come into your life, those same things will be the things that move you away from God. That's right. But this I do know, the multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. People are about to come into your life. Come into my life. Come into our church that we did not expect. And they're going to come with their resources, with their wealth. But the first thing we must do is to turn first to God. He has not forsaken us, and he will never forsake us. But we must turn to God. And so today, I want everyone in this service to begin to talk to God and turn your heart to the Father right now. Talk to him right where you are. There are going to be pastors and ministers up here in front to pray with you, to believe God with you. I am going to be standing in faith with you tonight. I'm going to be here with you. I am praying for you. I'm believing God with you. And I see him doing greater things in this body. For his word to us is, rise, shine. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Rise with me. I'm going to pray with you now. But then I'm going to let you continue in your prayer. And some of you may want to come up to the front to be prayed with. Heavenly Father, I stretch my hand to these sons, these daughters. And by the word of decree, I pronounce your blessings. Blessings of the living God. Take a hold of every son and every daughter. Manifest your glory, Father. Heal, deliver, set free. Engage, O God, your people. And help each son and each daughter align themselves afresh and again to the word of your truth. And in abiding with the word of truth, may each one find life in you as they pursue after your will, after your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call it so done. Amen and amen. This time, continue with your time of prayer. And may the ministry of God's love take a hold of your heart. We love you. We celebrate the goodness of God. Today, we are ministering in a great nation of Senegal. I know God is going to do and has already done great things. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen and amen. Love you. See you tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, you are so good to us in this house. Father, we thank you for the now word. Father, we know that there are so many churches who are not hearing this, who are not understanding, and they will be taken off guard when this great darkness comes. Yet you are preparing us. You are preparing us. You are preparing the Church of Jesus Christ, those who will listen and heed your voice. Father, as we prepare our hearts for communion, may we use this as a renewal of our covenant with you. May we lay aside every hindrance. For those that came with heaviness on their hearts, for those that came with pain in their bodies, for those that came with confusion, not understanding the timing of things in their lives, not understanding why they are going through difficulties. We thank you. We say your word has met us here today. We placed you in the highest place. We renew our partnership and our commitment to you. And we say, Father, you know. We thank you. You do in us what we cannot do in ourselves. You be the potter. As we surrender, you make us lie down in green pastures. And your will be done in our lives. Amen. Prepare yourselves for communion, please. And also, it's offering time. Time that you get to continue in praise. Anyone who hasn't given their offering, please do so now. And we thank the Lord for an awesome time of praise and worship this morning. We thank him for an awesome word. Please continue to pray for our pastors. Doors are being opened up. They will be fruitful wherever they go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are all part of it. Next Sunday is Mission Sunday. Please come prepared. We have a service tonight at 7 p.m. Services on Wednesday at 7 and on Friday at 7. Is there anyone who needs communion elements? Just put your hand up and they'll be passed to you. Remember, the Lord says, do this often. Do this often and remember me. And there is a reason we need to do it often. We're out there experiencing all kinds of things during the week. And sometimes our order gets mixed up. Sometimes our spirit is disturbed. And we need to do this often so that we look up, so that we remember that we are already victorious. Your name is victory. You have been chosen. You have been bought with such a price. His body was bruised and broken for you, for me. He paid the price. So when the enemy comes at you and wants to get you down and wants to burden you with something, remember the price has been paid. You are victorious. You know the end of the story. Therefore, while we are going through difficulties, what do? We praise the Lord. Because we look up, because we know the end. This is just the precursor. This is such a short time on this earth, but he's preparing us for eternity. Yes, there's going to be glory here. It's going to be the beginning, but we continue. We don't end. You don't end. You've been bought with a price. You are eternal. You are chosen. You are loved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you so freely gave yourself for us. Take and eat. Be healed anywhere that you are feeling brokenness. You are healed. You are victorious. This is the cup of blessing. This is the cup of power. This is not just grape juice to you, the body of Christ, to me when we drink this. This is the power of the blood of Jesus. This reminds me I'm in covenant. I can't do this casually. This reminds me that I've said to God, I want to be a partner with you. What you're about, I want to be about. So drop every hindrance. Everything known and unknown, get rid of it. Because you need this power to flow through you. Remind yourself, what was the value of the blood of Jesus? It was God Himself saying that I was worth it, that you're worth it. So what happens when you join, when you receive Jesus, and when you take this cup, your value is so elevated. And I think that is one thing that God is going to reveal to us more and more. You know, all heaven knows your value. All heaven rejoices. They're watching. They're waiting. You know that the devil knows your value? That's why he comes at you, to destroy you. He knows. You know that creation knows your value? That's why it's groaning. That's why it's groaning. It's saying, when the manifestation of the sons of men, the church, when's it going to happen? They know. Who is it that's struggling with our value? The church. And you know what? God's going to do that for us too. He's going to do that for us. Apostle said this morning, are you ready for God to reveal Himself in a different way to us? He's going to reveal Himself like never before. I want to be ready. So take this cup today and say, yes, I am ready. I am ready to partnership with you. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, do in me what you need to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you place the value of yourself on us. We are partakers of your divine nature. And Father, help us to see your value, not only on ourselves, but on each one in the church. We together are so valuable that the earth is groaning, that the enemy is trembling, that heaven is waiting to rejoice. We will manifest as the children, as the sons of God. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Have a wonderful week. Remember to pray for the pastors. We are blessed. We are highly favored. We are loved. We are chosen. We are authorized. We are powerful in Jesus. Amen. Bless you.